So while carbon offsets might eventually become part of a solution to mitigate climate change, so far they've suffered from, first, not achieving stated emissions reductions goals. In other words, avoided deforestation was overestimated. Economic exploitation and disrespect for indigenous peoples when these offset projects were imposed from above. Third, they can allow corporate greenwashing. That allow the polluters to continue burning fossil fuels, even though they say they're being green by offsetting their emissions through forest protection. And lastly, fourth, it really perpetuates a system of ecologically unequal exchange. Verra is the leading company that's charged with quantifying emissions credits that are then sold to polluters on the carbon market. Often they are done on occupied forested lands without local people's knowledge or consent. Furthermore, a recent analysis of carbon offset projects done by Verra concluded that 90% of them were worthless, meaning they had no benefits to the climate. Essentially, they sold credits to companies for avoided deforestation that would not have occurred anyway. There's a rather twisted logic at play here to me, which is that in order for carbon credits through RED to be valid, deforestation must occur in the areas not being protected under RED. So it relies on deforestation still occurring elsewhere. To me, it would seem to make more sense to just tax carbon emitters and then use the money to help biodiverse countries protect forest.